Thank you, everyone. I have no relationship to actually disclose. HIV infection continues to resolve from IDUs, behaviors. Integration of structural and individual HIV factors like actually needle exchange programs and actually behavioral interventions may strengthen access utilization to health services and drug treatment actually programs. Co-locating services or one roof actually models have been suggested to overcome multiple barriers that prevent IDUs from obtaining needed services and improving actually treatment outcomes. This study describes a actually co-locating integration model implemented by a CBO, citywide harm reduction in the Bronx, New York City, under a framework, Blankenship and others, that identify individual, organization, and environmental levels related to issues of availability, acceptability, and accessibility. Let's define what we mean by structural interventions. They are defined as the interventions which alter the context within which health is produced and reproduced. So the actual framework from actual structural level interventions look at factors of availability, so emphasis in tools, equipment, materials that or settings that are necessary to prevent individuals from being exposed to a health actual problem. Acceptability focus on altering social norms. We look at the values, culture, and the belief system. Accessibility, acknowledge that health is a function of social, economic, political power, and resources, and as such, the change power and resources to may improve actually public health. So some background here, why disparities exist in HIV across New York City. This is actually particularly apparent in the Bronx, where the rate of HIV diagnosis is significantly higher than the rest of New York City. It is estimated that one in actually 13 New York residents suffer from a actual substance abuse condition, and about half a million residents need actual treatment, but they do not get it. The Bronx has the highest drug-related hospitalization rate in the city. Citywide, now known as Boone Health, is a organization that serves active drug users who are homeless or at risk of actual homelessness in the city and especially in the South Bronx since 1995. It is a CDC grantee, especially in the implementation of a behavioral intervention called Safety Counts, and also implements actual counseling and actually testing, HIV testing services. They have other multiple programs funded by other organizations, needle exchange programs, drop-in centers, single room occupancy and street outreach assistance, housing system, health centers, mental wellness program, and on-site pharmacy. We use multiple actual sources from information like the July 2011 to June 2012 annual report on the safety council intervention. Also, the syringe exchange program distribution outcomes. Also, they did a survey of their participants looking at demographics service utilization. This was a actual cross-sectional study. Like you see, just a idea of their actually demographics. 63.6% are males, actually 34% females. The majority by age are from 40 to actually 49 years old. Most people say that they are from actually Puerto Rico and other Hispanic background. The past year drug use, heavy alcohol use, plus marijuana, crack, cocaine, heroin use, speedball. But actually, around 70% of the target of the actually people that use citywide, they have been actually IDUs. The health status, actually 36.7% of them, they mentioned that they have mental problems. The actual depression plus Hep C, actually 33%, HIV AIDS 16%, and asthma actually 23%. Most of them, they have actually Medicaid 93%. Their needs, of course, housing is a big issue for them. Also, their actually health problems, drug addiction, you know, the actual rest, limited education, access to actual food. Services received. One of the issues that really impacted me was that this is a multi-service agency that actually provides meals, group discussions, condoms, HIV testing, needle exchange programs, and safety counts. And most of the services, they are interchange. They have a very a strong component in outreach. They actually encounter during the year 2011 and 12 over 20,000 encounters, and they actually drop-in center. They have provide services for almost actually 30,000 unique actually participants, distributing over over 250,000 needles. Also, with the CDC grant, they actually identify and test 559 actually participants funding 7 HIV newly identified. One thing that made me think actually about this paper was that in the process of actually planning, they suggested to actually they will reach 100 injection drug users for the safety counts intervention, but suddenly they actually recruited over 200 of them. So this over 106% recruitment was something that say why they have that other agencies don't have. The retention rate was the safety counts intervention is a 7 session intervention. The retention rate was 56%, but 5 sessions completed or less was actually 79%. So pretty good actually rate on retention. So this model looks at the structural factors in relationship with acceptability, accessibility, and availability. So they are very strong in doing outreach. So they distribute condoms and they go out. They recruit people for their dropping center that is very friendly. And there, once they go to the dropping center, they found needles there, HIV testing, overdose pre-actualization trainings, and those the organization have other systems inside, like be actually behavioral interventions that are available for the clients. They link those into other areas, other systems, healthcare, pharmacy, drug actual treatment, dental care, psychiatry services. So this chart really look at actually two levels, at the individual, organizational, and environmental level through availability, acceptability, and accessibility. Needle exchange programs are actually considered structural interventions, but the idea here is how they merge, how they link with individual or group level interventions within the organization, and they are doing a very good job. So health related organizations like Citywide significantly impact and alter the social, political, and economic structure at the individual, organization, and environmental level, and should be considered as a structural intervention. Sometimes actually CDC look at the organization, but they don't look at the whole systems that they have internally. The actually collocation of services facilitates access and utilization of health services, including testing for drug users and actually homeless individuals. The one roof model can improve and facilitate recruitment, retention, linkage, and utilization of services. Efforts to evaluate this actual structural model need to be implemented. So I wanted to acknowledge my co-authors here, and also acknowledge some of my friends that look into this paper. For more information on this interesting organization, please go to their website. Now they have actually new name, Boom Health. Now they have merged with actually another organization in the Bronx. So now they are more multi-site services, and so they really impact the actual environment there. Thank you.
The only thing I'll ask is that if you all could answer into the microphone since we're still recording and sort of restate the question. Okay? Questions? Last call. Okay. Well, thank you all very much. Thanks for coming. Thanks to all of our presenters. Have a good evening.